الراجل ماتش المهم يا حسين. But although Chanukah's bias chain took place in the beginning of the building of the bias chain, it was still in the middle of the proof of bias chain, another Chanukah. The Chanukah's base Chashmonai. What's the purpose of that? Is that mamish necessary to have a second Chanukah's bias? There are many lessons that we learn from what it means to have a Chanukah's bias be'emza. The Chanukah's base Chashmonai, the second base of Mikdash, the Chanukah's was not for the second base of Mikdash. Chanukah's Bayit Sheni Be'emza is considered to be the Chanukah's Bayit Shlishi. Which is why we know that Chanukah, this man of Chanukah, is this man of Chanukah. Chanukah what? Chanukah Bayit Shlishi. Just inaugurated on Chanukah, the third base of Mikdash. Get a sense from Chanukah. Get a sense from Chanukah, the whole essence of Chanukah, what exactly Bayis Shlishi is about. But the real Bayis Shlishi is not just the Beis HaMikdash. Chanukah's Bayis Shlishi is much more than just the Beis HaMikdash, the Shlishi back by this. The fact that every single Yid, it's like the Kohen Gadol lighting the menorah in his home, means that every single bias has a bechinas base of Mikdash. But to say that bias shlishi is only a Chanukah's bias for the makam HaMikdash is clearly not in the spirit of what Chanukah is all about. Bias shlishi is so great, so vast, it's so believable that it shines a light of base of Mikdash on every single home. In a sense, every single home is inaugurated, is affected, is enlightened by the basic Bayis Shlishi. It's mispashet beyond its borders, Bayis Shlishi. So the Yevanim came along, they were poets of Chomis Migdalai. They broke down the walls of the Bayis, the Beis HaMikdash. You see, Yashikayach, because of that, we can shine the light of the Beis HaMikdash to all the homes of Chayas. We just extended the borders of the Beis HaMikdash. Every single Jew is a keli to receive the light now of the Beis HaMikdash. Until, as long as the walls were there, they couldn't get past the walls. And now that you broke down the walls, thank you for allowing the light of the Bayis Shlishi to be able to enrich and to come into the every single Jewish home. The Bayis Shlishi is a Chanukah's Bayis which affects every single Jewish home. And on Chanukah, we bring in a ha'orah of the light of the Bayis Shlishi into our homes. What's the maila? Bayis Shlishi, Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni. Of course, there's many ways to speak about the Bayis Shlishi. Beis HaMikdash has many names. We spoke about this in a little bit by Tisha B'Av. The most famous name, of course, is the Beis HaMikdash. Mikdash, Mishkan, Beis HaBechira. Called the Beis HaShareiva. There's one name that Hashem has particular nachas about. That's a title that the Beis HaMikdash has not yet been able to receive. And that's the title of Avi Yosin, Al Hakachi, V'Simachtem B'Beis Tilasi. Special shevach to call the Beis HaMikdash the Beis Tefillah. Tefillah so chavav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That when the kiyum of this pasuk takes place, v'havi'aisim al ha'kachi, when I bring the yidin to the Har HaBayis, everybody's going to look at this bayis and they're going to say, "What? Who are going to call this thing?" And go through all the old names, Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaShareiva, Beis HaBechira, all the different names, Beis David, they're going to think about all the names. You know what? Everybody's going to agree. Pe'achad, we should call it the Beis Tefillah. That's just that Hashem's going to give it the name. name is going to be calling out to the Yidden. My name is based Tefillah. Haraya, everybody's going to come and daven there. The Navi says that everybody's going to come to the base of Mikdash and daven there. Yidden, Goyim, everyone. Everybody's going to come. What they're going to do in the base of Mikdash? They're going to daven. I'll tell us, Krum Zulus L'Biyadam, that throughout the entire Bria, from the beginning to end, especially in times of Golas, that we've trampled upon Tefillah. It's one of the three things that Gemara says, which needs Chizak B'chol Kochu Tamid, Rashi says. Every single day we daven three times a day. Three times we have this Chos to be Misfala. Unless a person is an Ish Tefillah, takes a beautiful, the highest points of the day. And he just whizzes right through. We're guilty of that. Not that it's so unexpected, like it's such a chiddush. That's the role, that's the fate of Davin HaMelech. That's the fate of the Malchus, the fate of Tzvila, until Hashem restores it. And when Hashem restores it, and he shows really what Tzvila means, the godless of Tzvila, in a nutshell, that tefillah is not just about asking your request from the Melech. It's not what tefillah is about. Tefillah is about his kashrus and his dekus and the deep purpose of creation in tefillah. It's almost like the whole purpose of creation was for tefillah. When we come to that hakara, then everybody will say, wow. Wow. Tefillah will be so new to everybody that it'll be like they never davened before in their lives. It'll be the first tefillah that every single person will give. First true tefillah will be in the Makom HaMikdash, and everybody will say, wow, thank you for this bias that we now understand what tefillah means. We didn't know. The Mamish didn't know. We thought tefillah was like a tiflus. That's how people look at tefillah bizman as that. Tiflus is like, hach. And people are going to say, oh, tefillah. So we have a whole new connotation of the word tefillah. It'll be such a simcha, it'll be such a geshmak to be in the base tefillasi. People will be running to the base of Mikdash. Instead of running out of shul, they'll be running into the shul. Chanukah is this man that when we think about how Chazal were koveya the mitzvah hayom. How they were koveya the mitzvah hayom. Chazal say, we were kovuhu to be yomim of halal v'hayda. Halal, as you know, we say 8 days of full halal. And hayda, Rashi said, is halal in sin. What's the tzad shava between halal and halal in sin? They're both in the Seder Tefillah. They're both in the Seder Tefillah. I mean, it's not like taking a lulav, or eating matzah, or taking a shofar. And these are all things which are, of course, part of the Tefillah, but they're like mibachutz. Nobody would say that the halal which we say on Sukkot is a chelak of the yantid, of the mitzvah hayom, as they say halal on Sukkot, which is why the Rambam brings the halachas of halal in Hilchas Chanukah. It's a Chanukah d'gezach, meaning that's the chefsa shal mitzvah of Chanukah, is to say halal. It doesn't bring it the mitzvahs of halal in Hilchas Sukkah, Hilchas Pesach, because you have a lulav, and you have a sukkah, and halal is tafel to that. It's like you do halal so that you can wave the lulav. But the etzem is not the halal. Comes along Chanukah, Hashem says, I want the bare bones of halal. I want the bones. I want halal itself. I want moedim itself. I don't want to be blowing shofars during davening, after. I want halal and I want hayda. It's a hischachas in the whole essence of what tefillah is. That's where the chiddush takes place. Mamish in tefillah itself. And that's why it's called chinach beis hatefillah. It's a chinach in tefillah. chinuch in tefillah itself. That's where Chanukah goes. Chanukah is habayis l'David. David is the essence of tefillah. He says about himself, "Vani tefillah." It's a Chanukah habayis l'David. Where? In the nakut of David HaMelech. To turn tefillah from being a tiflos into being a mizmor shir. Chanukah habayis l'David. It should be lichted. It should be a mizmor. It should be a shir. It should be lit. It should be ah. Yechias the tefillah. To revive tefillah from the dead. Mamash atchias amazing for tefillah. That's what a Jew should feel. That's why at this time of year we sat to say B'Sin Talamata. We say Rosh Chodesh. There's so many things going on in the down. You talk to keep track of where you are. Like today Rosh Chodesh, adding with this. Where are you? There's so many things that are focusing our attention on the davening itself. Because Hashem is saying, put your eyes here. Focus here. Perhaps this is the inyan of why, as we mentioned before, that we took the psilin. There's an inyan of it, but you can't light Neiros Chanukah tonight. The Roshim you can light. The Roshim of Chanukah is the psilis. And although the light of Chanukah goes away, we still have the Cheftza, which is the menorah itself, and we still have the psilin. And as the chavivus of the mitzvah, that we don't want to see Chanukah go, Hashem says, we want to light something. Whoa. What are we going to light tonight? What are we going to light tonight? So we come up with the psilim. Oh, a pach shaman. We found a pach shaman. We can light it. Oh, we can still have the shirayim of that shaman of Chanukah. We can still have it. It's so chavit of Avraham. It's mamish so chavit for him to see that just like when the Chashmonaim came into the Beis HaMikdash, and they inaugurated the Beis HaMikdash. How? Because they looked for a Roshim of the Be'ez Shteini. And they found a Roshim. And from that Hashem made a Gevaldik Yantav of Halav HaHayda. And we didn't come together when Chanukah goes away. And they look for the Roshim of the nearest Chanukah. And they find Psilim and say, let's light it up. It mamash brings back to life Chanukah again. And that's the Be'ez Shlishi. Hashem says, and Navi says, I destroy my house with fire, I will rebuild my house with fire. Not an Eish of Churba, but an Eish She'ino Mechala. But the light of the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt from a light which is a building light. The light of Chanukah is a light which builds. Every time we light Neiros Chanukah, we're building the Be'ez Shlishi. The Eish HaSidi B'Nais Hashem says, I will build it with Eish. What Eish? The Eish of Chanukah. Because the Eish of Chanukah, the whole Nes of Chanukah, is not a light which burned. It didn't burn the Shemen. Because it's not a light of destruction. It's a light of construction. It's a light of vineyard. Chanukah builds the home. Builds the Beis Shlishi. It doesn't destroy. It's not an Eish of Sreifa. It's an Eish of vineyard. Therefore, it's dafka from the Psila, which we light, which is a Chinuch for the Beis Shlishi. It's Psila. Psila is the Oisias Tfila. By lighting the psilim of the bias, what it does is that it's the first light which will turn psila into tfila. The shirayim into mamish the bias itself. The base tfila will be made out of the psilas. You know, light with the slavas. Yashukayach for making the chinach of the Be'ez Shlishi tonight. Making the chinach of taking the psilim and turning them into Beis Tfila. Hashem should give us the strength to know what tefillah means, to misfollow with his father, that the Eish of Chanukah should burn inside of us and to light up all of our tefillahs. All the tefillahs of Pai Sol, everybody should be in Skabel. And to that, all the tefillahs which are being oil lamala at this point, and the malada, the oil is lamala, we should be zeichet to see how that Eish Mamish builds that Be'ez Shlishi. Rabbi Yisrael Hakach, and he said, Lachtim the Beis Tfilah, see, Oile Sam, he said, Chim Ras Amid Rafi, Ki Beisi Beis Tfilah Yekari Lachol Ha'am, and everybody will testify, this is the Beis Tfilah of Hashem, but B.S. Gold said, Mir Vemein Omer. Amen. Amen.